Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Yud Beis. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey, page 250. Welcome to our time. So today, in Mirza Hashem, I hope to get to discuss the brachas on, I wrote it down so I won't forget it, cereal and milk, soup that's cooked with matzo balls, knedelach, ice cream sandwiches, croutons in soup, croutons in salad, cheesecake, rice cakes with peanut butter, all these foods. I don't know what we're going to remember to get to, but hopefully, today's shir, we're going to come across the halacha for those foods. Let's see the Ramah on page 250, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We are at Tifka and Hayes. Dr. Ramah. The Yesh Aymir, Mima Tafel Chaviv Alav, if the Tafel is more Chaviv to you than the Iker, Mivarech Alav, you make a bracha on the Tafel, the Yachakach Mivarech Alav Iker, because the Chaviv goes first. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that. Zok the Mishnah Berurah v'yachakak mavarech ala ikar. I'm a magen Avram. I'm a beir hagra. Shehikshu kama kushis al zeh. They asked many questions on this psak of the Ramah that you make a bracha on the chaviv, which is a tafel before the ikar. Umasik a magen Avram l'dina de in chilek bazeh. Magen Avram comes out the maskana that there is no difference whether it's the chaviv or not. You always make a bracha on the ikar first. The gam be'al yirabah heiv b'shem b'hag. Now your rabbi brings the bahag and the kolba, they write the farish. They write, you make a bracha on the ikar. Even though the tafel is more chaviv, you're only eating it because of the ikar. So even though it's more chaviv, it's more geshmak, but you're when not eating it, you're only eating it because of the ikar. Who built it? If not for the ikar, I would not have eaten the tafel at all. Therefore, even if the tafel is more chaviv, halach lemaisa pasul the mishnah berurah that you make a bracha on the ikar and it patters the tafel. V'ayin sham oyin in the Ali Rabba the cholza afilu b'she'ein berchaseim shavus egam ein oichlam biyachad. This is even when they have different brachas, and also you're not eating it together. Ubefrak it should berchaseim shavus oichlam biyachad. And of course, if it's birchaseim shavais and one's an ikar and the other's a tafel, or if you're eating them together, then it's much more mistaber that the halacha should be true that you make a bracha on the ikar when you're eating it at one, and one of them are the ikar, you make a bracha on the ikar, or birchaseim shavais, and you're only making one bracha, you make a bracha on the ikar, as opposed to ein birchaseim shavais, the halacha would be the same, but it's apparently more of a chiddush. Zok the mishnah berurah vayta. Mishnah shasa yayin sarif, someone who drinks Yayin sarf, schnapps, va'oichal eze dover, and you eat something, or ma'at pas, or a little bread, acharav, lahafik harif as a shtia. You take a shot of strong bourbon, and your throat's burning, so you put some challah in your mouth to get rid of that burn. Nasa a pas tafel, va'ein sarf lavarachalav. The pas becomes a tafel, and you don't need to make a bracha. And this is a case that we said earlier, where something called an absolute tafel, where you're eating it not for any pleasure from the bread. You're just eating it to serve a purpose. You're eating it to get rid of that burn you have in your throat. Then the pas will be a tafel. You're only going to make a bracha on the yayin sarf. This is only if you had your intent when you made the bracha on your shahakal, on your bourbon, that you plan on eating this pas afterwards to get rid of that burn in the back of your mouth. Or many times you're used to this. With regards to the Tilas Yadayim, look over there. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah spoke about this case, and he paskin. If someone is taking a shot of bourbon, and the bourbon is going to make his throat on fire, and he plans on taking a piece of challah afterwards to relieve himself from that pain, the Mishnah Berurah over there paskins that if you're having less than the kazayas of challah, you don't need to do the Tilas Yadayim. More than the kazayas of challah, then you do the Tilas Yadayim. I do think without a bracha. The cholzek she'ain kavanah to lechal atafel. This is when ain't kavanah to eat the tafel. She'ain it roiv klal ve'ain oich lois rak lahafik hamariris. This is if you have no intent to eat the tafel, you're only eating it to get rid of that bitterness or the burn in the back of your mouth. Avim kavanah to b'shul atafel gamkein. If your kavanah is also b'shul the tafel, hegayin she'shoyis yayin sarav oichal gamkein lekach and merkakas, and you're eating it the gishmaka kichol or merkakas or some other gishmaka mizaynus food. Then even though it would seem like the yayin sarif is the ikar and the lekach is the tafel, since your kavanah is for both, the lekach, which is like let's say a cake or a kichel, you're eating the cake with the yayin sarif, you have intent for both, You first make a bracha on the mezainis because it's more chashiv. Then you make your shahakal on the bourbon. Even though it's more chaviv, you first make a bracha on the mezainis. So the case over here was, and we spoke about this already yesterday, where you're having one food that's an ikker, let's say yayin saraf, bourbon, or we had a case yesterday of herring, or you can have a case where a person's having tuna fish, and you're putting it on a cracker. So if the cracker is there just to get rid of the mariris, which means in the case of yayin saraf, you're not dipping it in. We're talking where you had the yayin saraf first, and then comes the pas to get rid of that burn in your mouth, and you have no intention to have pleasure from the pas, you would never have eaten it, it's just to get rid of that burn, then you don't make a bracha on the pas. But if you're having a delicious sweet roll, or a delicious Danish, or even challah that you enjoy, and you're also going to have anah from it, then the pas cannot, or the mezainis made from chameshes mina dogon cannot become a tafel, and you have to make a bracha on both. You're not going to make a bracha only on the mezainis, because since they're separate foods, and you're really eating it for the shahakal, you have to make a shahakal also. If it's a single entity, it's one food, then we'll say kol sheyesh boy, and you make a bracha on the mezainis. But if it's separate entities, then you have to make two brachas, one burn of mezainis on the geshmaka cake, and one shahakal on the bourbon. If it's a single entity, let's say, for example, cheesecake, over there you make the pashas one bracha. L'anias daiti, the psak on cheesecake would be the following. If the bottom part of the cheesecake, the cake part, right, it's cheesecake, it's a cake. What type of cake is it? A cheesecake, a sponge cake, marble cake, and cheesecake. So if the cake part of it is, like in the olden days, it tasted like ear, tasted like the what's the name, Gross's water challah, or the ice cream cones, the ones that taste like ear, then, so it's a tuffle, it's just there as a holder to keep the cake in place and not to get your hands dirty, then it would be a tuffle, and you make a shahakal on the cheesecake. But, like it is nowadays, where one of the main parts of the cheesecake is the crust, and the crust is delicious and people enjoy it. It's not just there as a holder. Sometimes it's so dirty you can't hold it, you can't really hold it from it anyways. It's there as part of the cake. So then you have a single entity that was baked together, and there's mezainis and shahakal, and we say, and it's clearly, they're both ikrim, the cheese is an ikr, and the mezainis is also an ikr, it tastes delicious. Then you make a burn of mezainis on the cheesecake and zehu. That's what the niyastayti, the bracha on cheesecake, where it's one entity. But if it be separate entities, let's say you have an ice cream sandwich, where it's just ice cream, where you put on top of it, you know, two crackers on top of the ice cream sandwich, or an ice cream cone, where you have ice cream put into a cone. It wasn't baked together. It's a separate entity that just placed on, if it was baked, even though they're separate, they're still called one thing, like for the cheesecake. If it wasn't baked together, and they're sitting on top of each other, they're two separate things, then if the ikar by you is the ice cream, so the ice cream needs a shahakal, but the cracker, the sandwich part, the mezainis part, or the cone can only be a tuffle if it's there just so your hands don't get dirty. But in most cases, by ice cream sandwich, it's also a delicious cookie. So memela, you're going to have to make two brachas, one mezainis on the cookie part, and one shahakal on the ice cream part. So too on the ice cream cone, if it's a sugar cone that tastes good, make mezainis on the cone, and the shahakal on the ice cream.
Why can the mezainis have to the shahakal?
Because the ikar by you is the shahakal, the ice cream.
Cheesecake also,
If what? But they're baked together. It's one entity. It's different. When it's baked
together.
What?
It's a crust. It's not even a crust. You want it's a crust. You can call it one thing.
Two nekudas. So the first nekuda you're asking is that it's a crust. You can't call it one thing. If it's baked together, the chayra, it's one food. The question is, what's the ikr, what's the tafel? So if you want to say that the crust is so much of a tafel, but kol sheyesh boy really brings it up, unless it's really a tafel where it's just there as a holder.
It's a separate part of it.
What?
It's a separate part of it. The crust of pizza, you know, as much as part of pizza, it's all the crust of pizza. If they're between the ruffles, you probably make them between the ruffles. Two different parts.
The crust of the pizza is a separate part of the pizza?
Yes, it's called the crust. When you eat pizza, you have pizza and you have the crust. Everyone will tell
you. We call it the crust, yeah. Challah also is the crust.
No.
I hear, okay. I hear the hara, but la niyas daiti, I still believe that if it's baked together, it would become one entity. Morty holds that it would be two because the Olam considers two separate things. What? Taking all the geshmak out of his cheesecake between now and Shavuos, I'm hopefully going to warm you up. But there are those that would make two brachas on cheesecake. I don't believe there are people that make only a shahakal. I don't believe that would be okay. But if you make two brachas, I think you would have to separate them a little bit. I'm not sure how kosher it is to make...
Crust.
What?
It's very easy to crust.
Not with cheesecake.
It's not
welded
together. Even the crummy ones,
you get the whole piece of the other one.
There
are sometimes it's not baked together. Sometimes it's not baked together, and then the vada would be two separate things. It's put it on top, and they serve it in the fancy thing in the chanami. Then the chayr would be two brachas. But if it's baked together, that would be our machlekes over here. Okay, that's with cheesecake. But over here, we're discussing two separate foods. Two separate foods. Then a vada. If the ikr is the shahakal, you're going to have to make, and you also enjoy the mezonos, you make two brachas. Zok the mishmer avaiter, we're holding v'hu adin. Second to last word on the eighth to last line, or seventh. V'hu adin. Kishareit zalechol shar dvarim. You want to eat other foods. Einei muter rak kishareit zalechol rak ma'akli lahafik amariris oz have a tafel. You want to have a different food together with your yayin saraf. If you're eating a little bit of it just to get rid of the mariras, then it's a tafel. You're eating two separate foods and you enjoy the separate food, that's not a tafel. It's not even mixed together. I'm having bourbon and I'm having an apple. Right? If I enjoy that, I'm having two foods. It happens to be the apple also gets rid of the burn. I don't know if apple is a little acidic, but a different food will also get rid of the burn. But I'm coming to enjoy it, so I need to make two brachas. I'm also want to eat my second food. If I don't really want to eat it, it's just to get rid of the mariras, then if it's literally just for that, then it's going to have no bracha. If it's to get rid of the mariras, but I happen to also enjoy it, then by a mezainis, it will get its own bracha, but not by other foods. But if it's something which I actually want to eat, listen halev, and it happened to be a dual purpose food where it's also there to lahaftik mariras, then even other foods that are not mezainis, it seems like the halacha would be you would make two brachas there also because you're eating two separate foods. And it happens to be that the second food that you eat serves a dual purpose besides being the shmak of food. It also is the hafik hamariris, gets rid of the burn from the bourbon. Okay, vaitu. Because of our chayim shem ashlah, the toivim noyim elecha pasta mitak shtiyas ayayin saraf, it's good not to do all this. All that we just spoke about, don't do it. Don't eat bread just to get rid of that burn in the back of your throat. Ki mi yuchal ahapchen heitiv imurak lehafik mirirusay oigam listed alev. Who knows if it's there just to get rid of the burn, or it's also listed halev? It's very hard to determine that. The oz saraf levarik hamayitzin on tilas sedayim. If you're eating bread with the yayin saraf and you also happen to enjoy the bread, you would require hamayitzin with tilas sedayim. So what are you going to do over here? Don't get involved in the shayla. Try not to do it. Take some bread, wash like a mensch, have a suda, and have some schnapps during the suda. When the misha reis shayra achar gemar achilasim at pas yayin saraf akal hamayfel. So who dips his bread into schnapps at the end of the food to help you digest the food. Each the varech al yayin sarf, make a bracha on the schnapps. The ikar kavanasi oz al yayin sarf, gila akal ve'in shayich la'asuda. This is related to Hilchos Dvar Rambam Techa Suda, that they would eat the schnapps at the end in a way that's not part of the Suda. So you have to make a bracha. Rakam nesha chazik le deshtoyse shari by pass. You dip the bread, it's hard to drink it. Lahafik sas mirusai, pavle hayayin sarf ikar. There the yayin sarf would be the ikar, and the bread is there just as an absolute tuffle, and you make a bracha shahakal. It's better to take a little schnapp separately and make a bracha on it, shakel, and then dip your bread in it. If you had a fatty food and now you want to drink the schnapps to help get rid of that flavor, then the schnapps is considered ba machmas asuda because it's helping you eat something that was ba machmas asuda, and you wouldn't make a bracha. We did speak out the sugya back then. It's not so pasha whether you should or shouldn't make a bracha on schnapps during a meal. That was a sugya we spoke about in a kuf ayin dalet. I think it was sif vav or somewhere around there. Fine. Now let's go back to the Ramah. Zok the Ramah, the page before, the last line of the page, Hadim Mevarchan ala Iker Apoydar Satfela. This, you make a bracha on the Iker, Pater Zatafel, Hainu Sha'uchlin Biyachad, where you eat it together. You have like a salad, let's say, Oy Sha'uchl Iker Tchila. Or you eat the Iker Tchila like the Dug Maliach with the Pas. Go, Aval Moichla Tafel Tchila, if you eat the Tafel first, you're going to write, so this is you want to drink. For Rachel Achel Tchila Gnechel Yishta Ali Birikana. I'm coming to drink. Now, at Tafel, I'm taking a food, so I shouldn't drink. I'll liberate kana. Or I'm going to eat cherry seeds, cherry pits, to help me drink. Then, even though it's a tuffle, but you're eating it first, you make a bracha. Since it's a tuffle, it's mafsid, it's bracha, and the bracha is shahakum. Now, even though this is the opinion of the Ramah says that if you eat a tuffle first, then you make a shahakal on the tafel, regardless of its bracha. The Bir Halacha argues, the Mishabura is going to not argue as strong as the Bir Halacha, but the Halacha, what I understand, is not like this Rama. And if someone ends up having a tafel first, if he right place can do it, make the Berchasi Haru'iyalai, the regular bracha that the tafel has, not like this Rama. Zak the Mishabura is called Vav Sha'aychon Biyachad. Ve'im Aychon Pas Kisnin and Gvina. If you have a cracker with cheese, cream cheese on the cracker, a shar davar lalaf is boy, or something else to enhance the cracker. After him, gamkin chaviven alav utoyv lechlais. You might also enjoy the cream cheese. Become makim mevarich rakal a kisnin levad. The mistaber shu ikar etz. The mistaber that's the ikar. But who has him bechol darbe kishayichel and min achel lalaf is boy. Mashayichel lalaf is nechshav rak ketafel. When you eat something to enhance, the enhancer is a tafel. Which means till now we were discussing the herring with the cracker. The cracker was not the herring was not enhancing the cracker. The herring is a michael by itself, and I'm eating it as an ikker, and the cracker is a tafel. We had discussed, when do you make a bracha on the cracker also? Now we're discussing a case where you're coming to eat a cracker, and you're enhancing the cracker with peanut butter, with some cream cheese, with some chocolate spread. What do they call that in Eretz Yisrael? The chocolate spread. Right, one of these things, jam, you're putting jam on your crackers. You didn't have that in yeshiva, the chocolate spread? Right? They put it now in the hamantashen. But now you're eating it to enhance the bread. And when you're eating a tafel, something to enhance the bread, then the ikr is obviously going to be the bread or the cracker or the pas kisnin. And you're going to make one bracha of barmin and mezainis. Now, the halacha is, based on this, that when someone has, let's say, for example, cereal and milk, where you're coming to eat the cereal, and the milk is there just to enhance the cereal, so the milk is a tafel, you make one bracha on the cereal, you don't make on the milk. Rabbi Yishe does say, however, and this is a general klal for Hilchos Ikar V'Tafel. If you have an Ikar and a Tafel, and you have a little bit of the Tafel left over afterwards, and no Ikar left, right? You're trying to eat your, let's say, your salad, and your Ikar is, salad's a bad example. Let's say you're having macaroni and cheese, and you're making your Ikar is your macaroni, your cheese is your Tafel, you're making a bracha al bar name is Zainis, and you're trying to make sure you have enough cheese for every bite, and then you end up and you have a little cheese left. Can you eat the cheese? So the halacha is a small amount you can eat. It's a tafel. There's a large amount, it needs a new bracha. The separate food now needs a new bracha. Shasha. So too with the cereal and milk. If you have cereal and milk and you're eating it just to enhance the cereal, there's a small amount of milk left at the end, that's okay. But if there's going to be a significant amount of milk that you're going to drink at the end, then you have to make a separate bracha on that milk in order to drink it because it no longer is considered a tafel. Now you're eating it as an ikar. You finished your food. Now you're eating the milk. You're drinking the milk. But if you have a small amount left, that's continuous. It's finishing off your tafel. Same with the chalant. If you have a type of chalant where there's barley in every spoon, in the average spoon, and you're making a mezainis, and then you're all of a sudden, hey, where's the barley? No barley left. What do I do now? To make a bracha or not? Well, there's a small amount. You can finish it off. If there's a large amount left, half the plate still left, you need to make a new bracha now because no longer do you have the status of tafel on the rest of the food if there's no ikar left. Zak the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Zayin. And similar idea, I'm sorry, just going back for a second, to having a soup with a matzah ball in it. If you cook it with the matzah ball in it, right, so you cook the soup with the matzah ball, then the chayra, the ikr is going to be the matzah ball, the mezainis. But if you're going to be eating the soup separately, then you have to make a bracha on the soup also. It means if you're eating the soup with the matzah ball, and most spoons have the matzah ball in it, and then you're going to make a mezainis in zehu. But if you finish the matzah ball and there's tons of soup left, you got to make a bracha on that soup. Now you can't just go eat it on the smach that you're making mezainis in the matzah ball. Now if you did not cook the knedel in the soup, right? You placed it in there, then it's really two separate foods. It's hard to call that one mixture, and then it may be more pashut you need two brachas. I think I'm pretty sure if you didn't cook it together and you just dumped the matzah ball, like for example, I don't know why we do this, but on Acharei Pesach, what?
Croutons the same day.
I'll get the croutons in a second if it's time permitting. Acharei Pesach, we have a minhag for us Hasidic people that we eat kebabs. It's a mitzvah gedolah to eat kebabs, whether you like it or not. So even if you don't like matzah balls, you don't like knedelach, we make knedelach. Doesn't make a difference if you like it or don't like it. And we make it in a separate pot. You have to make it. And then you dump it in the soup. That wasn't cooked in the soup. Now it happens to be we're eating a techasuda, so it makes no difference. But if we weren't eating techasuda, they weren't really cooked together at all. So to call it one food when the matzah ball is clearly distinct and separate, and you're eating matzah ball, you're eating soup, that might be more pasha than these two brachas, as opposed to where it was cooked biyachah, like a whole soup. So what's the ikar in the soup? Like a chalent, everything's cooked together, then there would be more of an ikar v'tafel shayla. What about croutons? So when it comes to croutons, really, croutons, you have, let's say, a single entity, let's say, of a salad. Let's start with a salad with croutons. You have a single entity, and you have croutons in the salad. So what's the ikar over here? Usually you would say the ikar would be, let's say, a bar pri adama in most salads, let's say. But now I have croutons, maybe the croutons should be the ikar. Or even if they're not the ikar, maybe the hadir, what's it called, to help you eat the salad, like your cracker with your kichum. But as much as you enjoy it, the chayr, you have to make two brachas. So your ikar over here would be your salad, your bar pri adama. But your mezainis can't become a tuffle if you're enjoying it. If it's just there as a holder, or it's just there the hafik hamariros, then it doesn't get a bracha. But if it's there, and what's it called to, if it's there and you're also enjoying it, the chayr should get a bracha. There is a svara though in the veld. There is a svara. I don't know the origin of this svara, but it's a svara I've been hearing my whole life, that croutons are there for the crunch. They're not really there for flavor. And therefore a crunch is maybe it's like a very like nakashmaka feeling if you bite and there's no resistance. So you put for a crunch croutons in your salad. Yeah, that's what people say. And if that svara would be true, then it would be like an absolute tuffle. It's just there to serve a purpose. It's to give you a crunch, a holder, a crunch, no bracha. And people say this and they won't make a bracha on the croutons in the salad. And sometimes it could be a maiti, by the way, depending on the case. We can't get into that now. Sometimes they're mezainis. Sometimes they're maiti. Depends if they deep fry them, don't deep fry them. If they're originally meant to be croutons or they're just leftover bread, all the svaras from the sugya possible of a kisnin. So they don't make bracha, same thing in the soup. If they put it in the soup, they won't make a bracha on it because it's just there for the crunch. I don't know if that's such a pasha svara. And I actually asked Rabbi Jacobus before this year, like, what's the ma'isa? What's the lachal ma'isa with croutons? And what's going on? So he said, it was a text conversation. He said, big question. So I said, what would you tell someone who like was about to eat it now? Like, it is a big question. What do you tell them about to eat it? So he said he would tell them to make a mezainis and a crouton before he puts it in the soup and make a bracha on the soup and then put it together and eat, which is essentially avoiding the shiloh. That's what he would say to do. Because apparently the crunch svar is not like no shaykhis. It's enough that he wants to avoid the shiloh, but not enough to be saimechan. And therefore, Rabbi Jacobowitz feels that you should make a separate mezainis. And if that's the case, one should be mevar if the croutons that he's eating are leftover bread that were not deep fried, then it'd be a hamaitzi or they're leftover bread that was deep fried or originally made to be croutons and then be in mezainis, that would make a big difference. We are out of time. Okay, we'll stop over here. I wish everyone a wonderful night. Tomorrow's shir will be between the chamar. That's we're on the fast day. After mincha, we'll do the shir tomorrow. I wish everyone a wonderful night. Okay.